American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The incoming border czar, Tom Homan, will visit the southern border today in Texas with Governor Greg Abbott as President Donald Trump continues to put immigration in the spotlight as he returns to the Oval Office. Bill Malusian has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Incoming border czar Tom Homan and Texas Governor Greg Abbott are both scheduled to arrive here at this Texas National Guard base. We want to take a look back at just how frosty relations got between Texas and the Biden administration. Border Patrol was repeatedly cutting the razor wire that Texas placed at the edge of the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass. Texas said that was destruction of their state property. They said it was a violation of state sovereignty, but it certainly didn't stop there. The Biden administration Border Patrol even brought out an industrial-grade forklift to raise up the Texas razor wire here in Eagle Pass and get it out of the way. That move infuriated Texas. They sued DHS over it, but the Supreme Court ultimately sided with DHS and said they could remove the razor wire.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst will chair the newly created Senate Department of Government Efficiency Caucus, working with the newly created department to cut government spending. The senator has written a letter to the department's co-leaders, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, about ways to cut spending. She says there's a lot of low-hanging fruit.
We can simply start with a lot of the underutilized and vacant government buildings that we have. Now, there's a lot of folks that telework. If we're not going to use those buildings, we need to get rid of them.
A California female cross-country runner is speaking out after her school allowed a male athlete to compete on the girls' team and share the same locker room. 16-year-old Riley Morrow addressed the Riverside Unified School District Board.
In going into locker room and seeing males in there, I don't find that safe. It's not okay. I'm a 16-year-old girl. There's girls around me where we do not feel safe having boys in our environment.
Attorney Julianne Fisher is filing a lawsuit against the Riverside Unified School District.
Based on two causes of action. One is a Title IX issue, which resulted from a Taylor, who is a junior at the Martin Luther King High School. She was on the varsity top seven. And when this transgender student transferred to the girls' high school, Taylor was removed from the varsity team. And in her place, this biological male was placed on her team. And then the other side of this is a free speech cause of action. Following Taylor's displacement on the varsity team, the girls wore shirts that said Save Girls Sports. That's what the front of the shirt said. They wore it to their practice, and the athletic director told them that they needed to hide their shirt or change their shirts because that message, Save Girls Sports, creates a hostile environment.
A former Florida attorney general thinks Pam Bondi would make a great U.S. attorney general.
Bill McCollum was the attorney general of Florida prior to Bondi holding that position. McCollum says Bondi has a lot of strong conservative values that he thinks are apparent, or she would not be where she is today.
I think that she will do a good job.
When McCollum was attorney general, Bondi worked and lived in Tampa, where she focused on major felony murder trials, prosecuting a number of them over a period of time.
I always saw her as a very pleasant person to talk with, etc., but everybody always who worked with her in any capacity in the criminal justice system just says she's tough as nails, which is probably an apt description in that regard. So I think she has several qualities. One is she's personable. She makes a good appearance. She's bright. And at the other hand, she has a reputation for being a really tough prosecutor and having values, too. I think that's very important to this, too.
I'm Chris Woodward.
AAA is predicting the busiest Thanksgiving travel weekend on record. Brooke Taylor has more from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
We have millions coming to the airport and expected to hit the road, see family and friends this Thanksgiving week, hopefully get some good meals. Well, they say that they're going to break records because AAA says that about 80 million people are going to travel. Most of them are going to travel by car. They say drivers should get a slight break on gas prices. Well, in Boston, some travelers are already facing some major holiday hiccups. Over at Logan Airport on Monday, an American Airlines plane and Frontier plane clipped wings at a gate, canceling the Frontier flight to Dallas.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.